Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Rick Hutzel, editor of the Maryland Gazette, who has written an interesting and provocative, some probably would say a wet blanket piece about how the council and the county executive in Arundel should deal with the bonanza of money that's coming from gambling. Rick, tell us a little bit about what's happening and what you've said about it.
Well, Anne Arundel County is going to get about $20 million this fiscal year. It's a slice of the revenue from the Maryland Live Casino, which is the state's biggest. And that money has to be spent within a three-mile area of the casino to sort of compensate the people whose lives are most affected by having this enormously successful casino land in their backyard. The public and journalists have to watch this very closely to make sure this money is being used appropriately. In the first year, Anne Arundel County used it sort of as cut insurance. They covered the overhead and some things, money they would have had to have put up anyway. And that's because it's tight budget times, but because those things do benefit the people who live there. This year, they seem to be doing a much better job.
I would imagine that there is some concern about whether the money will continue to flow at the same rate. I mean, we're talking about a really sort of unpredictable revenue source here.
And I think that's why it's really important that, in these first 2 years, this money goes to concrete things. So in this budget, they're getting a certain number of new police cars. They're getting a new ambulance. They're getting new firefighters, new police officers. There's money for a health clinic in a low-income neighborhood nearby. A really good thing happened last year, and that is Pete Smith, who was a county councilman at the time, put in legislation that created a separate account so that you can look at Anne Arundel County's budget and you can find every single place they spend a dime of this money. Some of it makes perfect sense. Some of it you go, why are they spending it there? Some of it, it's not clear what they're going to spend on. There's $1.5 million that's in a sort of a provisional fund for public safety and transportation needs that they haven't decided what they're going to spend it on. Next year, the county auditor, who in this county works for the county council, not the county executive, she's going to come back. Her name is Teresa Sutherland. She's going to come back, and she's going to look very carefully where all of this money goes.
Every part of the state that has a zone like this around a gambling venue is going to have to face the same sorts of issues. And even the General Assembly may end up weighing in if the money does continue to flow at the rate it is now, because otherwise, you'll be doing a tremendous amount of work in one part of the county and not in many others. I mean, that's going to be a political issue, I would think.
Public spending is sort of like a big bedspread on a bed. It only covers so much, and if you tug it this way to cover this side of the bed, the other side is empty. So, the whole amount of public money that's available can only go so far. Certainly, it's going to happen that money spent in this area that's needed because of the additional number of people who are going to be over there, whether they're visitors or living there or employees, it's going to a certain extent, it's going to cover those new expenses. But it also does free up money that you can spend elsewhere. So, the $20 million, if you stick that in a budget the size of Anne Arundel County, it does have an impact.
This is a great introduction to where we are here, Rick, and so thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you.
For Rick Hutzel, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.